Well, what could be better than instant smartphone pictures that you can share with friends? What about instant smartphone pictures that disappear in 10 seconds instead of haunting you forever? Enter Snapchat. It is a wildly popular app created by two college kids who understood the need for erasable fun.
Here to talk about it, Felix Gillette. He's with Bloomberg Businessweek magazine. How you doing, Felix?
Great. How are you?
Good. This Snapchat has gone from 0 to 60 in like no time, more popular than Instagram, setting up to challenge YouTube. Tell us about it.
Well, it's really the hottest app with high school students and college students right now. Anyone under the age of 22 is playing with this, and they're having a lot of fun. And basically, it's like, you know, a photo sharing app. It's very easy to use. You take a photo, you send it off to all your friends. And again, the hook is that the photos self-destruct after a maximum of 10 seconds. So they disappear from your phone, and they disappear from your friend's phone, and there's no trace. And, if, you know, the person you sent it to tries to cheat and, you know, take a screenshot of the photo and save it, the app actually sends the sender a warning and says, hey, this person's trying to save your photo. So what's kind of interesting about it is that, you know, it sort of takes, it's taken off at a time when I think all of us are starting to realize that the things that we put on Facebook, the things that we put on Twitter, you know, the default setting for all of the social media is basically that it will live for eternity in the cloud somewhere. And I think there's a lot of ambient anxiety about this, that, you know, these photographs we share with friends are kind of fun, but, you know, am I going to think that, you know, these pictures of me at a party are going to be, you know, great to look at 10, 15, 20 years from now? And so I think, you know, the fact that Snapchat has come along and created this basically a little safe haven where you can have fun with your friends and it's not going to come back to haunt you is really interesting.
Well, Snapchat says that it's not going to come back to haunt you, and we are waking up to that possibility that this stuff is not going to go away once we put it online. But how do we know that Snapchat is really going to live up to its word, or that other people aren't going to be able to access what we send over it?
Yeah, I think it's definitely not foolproof. I think that it's more based on trust at this point than it is on technology. But a lot of times, you know, what's more important than technology is the social norm and the social behavior. And within the world of Snapchat, if you get caught, you know, trying to do some sort of hack to steal one of these photos and save it, and you get caught doing it, it's a big faux pas, and you're almost like excommunicated from people sending you stuff. And I think that's very powerful. And I think what's also interesting about Snapchat is that it, you know, the technology might not be there yet to fully encrypt things on the internet and make them disappear, but I think with Snapchat it really shows that there's, you know, a demand for impermanent media. And I think other companies are looking at Snapchat's success and they're thinking, oh, okay, this is really popular with high school students that want things to disappear after 10 seconds. But, you know, there might be people, a broader audience for, say, impermanent photos on Facebook. You know, if you had an option, instead of just, you know, we've talked about privacy in terms of how far information flows and giving people gradients of privacy. Well, what if we gave them gradients of permanency? And you could say that, you know, I want all these photos to disappear in 6 months. I want all these photos to disappear when I graduate from college. And I think that idea is that I think Snapchat shows there's a lot of demand for that idea. And I think the technology will come about and people will start offering that service.
It will definitely resonate beyond high school. I can think of lots of adults that would like their pictures to go away, Felix. Thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
That's Felix Gillette, Bloomberg Businessweek magazine.